This is Sports Talk with Earl Robinson from AM 870 WKAR. This program content is made possible in part by WKAR listeners.com.
And a very good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Talk 870. I'm your host, Earl Robinson, and I'll be with you until 2 o'clock discussing sports with you. So just give us a call at 355-9527 or toll free 877-9527-870. Our email address, once again, is the Rebounders Club. That's the luncheon meeting will be held on Friday, January 18th at Eagle Eye Golf Club. Doors will open at 10:45. The program will be given at 11:45 a.m. And that's the Rebounders Club coming up on January 18th. So we hope that you will be there and a chance to see the basketball game. I know a lot of people are wondering what happened last night, what happened between Adrian Payne and Brandon Dawson. Apparently, they got into a little scuffle. They did between each other, and apparently coaches will put it down, and they talked about it. They had a little scuffle between them over some of their clothing that they wear, pre-warm-up clothing. And it was a brief discussion, a brief fight. And so it's been done, and it's over. So that's it. So hopefully later on today at 1:40, we hope to have Daryl Ledbetter on. We're going to try to get Ernie Boone on in the first 15 minutes or so, if we can get him on and talk sports with him right here on AM 870 WKAR. One thing, though, we should say, with the Atlanta Falcons one game away from the Super Bowl, one game away from having a hardball against a hardball contest in the Super Bowl. We could have that for the first time. Two brothers going at each other. Hardball versus hardball. So we'll see how that goes in the coming weeks. And that those two are two very good brothers. Their styles are different. Their styles are different. And it should be a very good game if it comes to pass. Of course, San Francisco does have a lot to say about that. New England has something to say about the other side. So there are things there that it may not quite add up, but it should be a very good game. So give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR 355-9527 or toll free 877-9527-870. Our email address is sportstalk@wkar.org. Remember, we come your way Monday through Friday from 1:05 to 2 o'clock right here on WKAR. And we'll talk a lot more sports with you. I saw a score, though, I wanted to pass on because we haven't talked about it a lot. And that's the MAC conference in basketball. We don't see a lot of MAC scores. Titans 15-game home winning streak on the line tonight versus Valparaiso. And we also saw a score last night by Eastern Michigan beat Central Michigan 58-52. Jalen Ross scored 13 points to lead the host Eagles 8-9 and 1-2 in the Mid-American Conference, who ended a 4-game losing streak. Jarnell Harris had 11 points and 6 rebounds, and Glenn Bryan had 10 points and 5 block shots for EMU's Oliver Magato, who led the Chippewas 8-8 with 1-2 and with 18 points and 14 rebounds. What we've seen with the MAC, we've seen the MAC made a great jump, a big jump in football. And they have. They've all got indoor facilities now, so they can practice longer, practice indoors, and they make their case well known When it comes to bowl time. They had 7 teams in bowl games, the most ever they've had in bowl games. And now you get to see them trying to get better in the next set of round of bowl games because they are very good a football school, and they're trying to become a decent basketball school. They used to be a decent basketball school. Then, for some reason, they dropped down. They dropped down a lot by basketball. We don't know exactly why they dropped down, but they did drop down quite a bit. So they are still struggling in basketball, and that is their problem, that it's the struggling in basketball. We just hopefully that they'll pull it together and get the team together right away or pretty soon. You know, do you have any speculation, way, Aaron, why the Mac struggles in basketball? They've come a long way in football, but they certainly struggle in basketball.
Well, I mean, I don't have the magic answer per se, but you know, I'm sure part of it obviously is just because it's the Mac. I mean, it's not your they don't get the high profile coaches or assistant coaches or you know, they just don't have the sort of wow factor that your Division I teams have. You know, Michigan State, Michigan, the other teams. You know, I mean, look, obviously the Big Ten is the best conference in basketball this year, bar none. And I mean, you know, when you look at half the, you know, 6 of the teams that are ranked, the reality is they get a lot of recruits. The MAC is around this, you know, is in the same region. I mean, a lot of those good guys are going to the Big Ten. So the MAC, you know, I think as far as recruiting is concerned, I think part of it is that, you know, a lot of these guys, the better players, are going to the Big Ten teams because the Big Ten is a good league. You know, so I think it's difficult for the MAC to recruit. You know, and usually the Macs don't go all the way to California to get a player. You know, they try to keep it a little bit, you know, homegrown. Yeah, a little bit closer, Ohio, Indiana, all the states, surrounding states. So basically the Midwest, in a sense, or Mideast, whatever you want to call it. I don't know what the regions are on maps anymore. People change that all the time. But so I think that's part of it, is the fact that, you know, a lot of the better players are just going to go to the Big Ten teams. And even the players that are decent probably still go to the Big Ten as well. So, you know, I would argue that probably has a big factor into it.
Yeah, it does. So we just have to keep watching and seeing. Hopefully, maybe this will be the year that the MAC turns it around and makes a run in the Big Ten and the NCAA tournament. They'll get at least 2 to 3 teams in the tournament for sure. And then, of course, you know, you have the 7 teams that last year were bounced from the other tournament, that they had 7 MAC teams in tournaments. So we'll see. I mean, this had to help the MAC raise the MAC's level of football. But also, I would say that the MAC's level of basketball has also been raised. It's been a low-scoring phenomenon, but they can come up and do better and do strong, that's for sure. Hey, give us a call, talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR, 355-9527, or toll-free 877-9527-870. Our email address is sportstalk@wkar.org. Well, you know, we've had a few hires in football. Haven't had many of them yet. 7 players were fired, and we've got about 3 hirings. The Chicago Bears have got a new coordinator. Mark Trestman from the Canadian League has won a job, and he's looking to build his staff together. Their staff, whoever's coaching in Chicago, let's face it, the one thing they're going to have to do is improve the quarterback play. They've got to get the quarterback playing much better. And if they do that, they can have a long stay in Chicago if they can get the quarterback playing much better. But of course, so many people will be looking at that and say, eh, they're no good. They're still no good. They're still the Chicago Bears. They still suck. You hear a lot of that. But all they've got to do is win. That's what any team has to do. The winning teams has to win. How about Chip Oregon? Miller, going from Oregon, he'll be going leading them. He played against Alabama in the national championship game. So will they come back and make maybe a pseudo run in the Super Bowl? The thing is, he inherited a good team. He was smart. A lot of coaches aren't that smart. A lot of coaches don't wait for the premium jobs. There are some good jobs out there, some so-so jobs out there, and there are some of the drag jobs, some of the dog jobs. And those which you have to look out for. Will it be a strong contender, or will it just be a pretender? That's what you have to see when those jobs come along. Because there'll be some very good jobs out there. There'll be some really, really poor jobs out there. And we'll just have to wait and see what they look like and what they are. So we'll look at that. We know that in the NBA, the players, they're still tossing by some of the things that they have to learn and go on. And now, you know, some of the players are making $2 to $3 to $4 million, $5 million. I know it doesn't do any good to remember, but we remember, and a lot of people will remember, when $1 million was the threshold, when all of a sudden someone making $1 million to play a pitching game or to specialize in pitching. And you will hear that so many players will be specialized in pitching. And that's something they will have to deal with. They will have to deal with their pitching support. And I don't know about you, Aaron, but it doesn't. I just don't think, and just don't see, baseball being as bright. I thought they had a good future, but I'm not so sure now.
Well, why is that? Why do you think? Why do you think there's not a bright future for baseball?
Well, baseball, you know, because if the team, for example, if the team doesn't get off to a good start or they start out slow, they usually stay slow. They don't usually rally the troops, round up, and have a good, strong faculty going for them. They usually don't do that. So we'll just have to wait and see if this team will come along and play well. If they do, they can have a good year. Florida has some very good players there. Michigan State has some good players there. There are other players and teams out there with good players. And they're just going to have to get better because they're going to see some very, very tough competition. And like I said, I'm just not sure if they can make it up and make it a better mouse trap, as they say. But we're looking to see if Atlanta can come along and really blow them away. Okay, it's 20 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock. Let's stay tuned for more sports talk after this short break on AM 870 WKAR.
The world recoiled after brutal attacks on women in New Delhi and Steubenville, Ohio. As those stories continue to unfold, it's critical to step back and figure out what we know about rape. I'm Neil Conan. Who carries out rapes? What happens to the victims? And why is this crime so often uninvestigated? Join us next Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
And that's Talk of the Nation coming up today at 1:20 and then 1:40 right here on AM 870 WKAR. Give us a call, talk sports with us. And you can also remember, you can make way for the Rebounders Club. Always a good outing. The Rebounders luncheon meeting will be held on Friday, January 18th at Edelai Golf Club. Doors will open at 10:45 a.m. The program will begin at 11:45. The cost is $14 for members and $20 for members. Memberships will be available at the door. So that's sent from our friend Carol Welch. So if you want to get over to Wilk Rebounders and watch that out, you have a lot of fun. The coaches get up, they tell some good stories, some funny stories. And they will. Let's see. And we got Dennis on line one. Hey, Dennis, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Okay.
I want to talk to you about the sports issue of the day, this Manti Te'o story that's going on in Notre Dame. Yesterday I was traveling, and as I'm sitting in the airport, I just stumbled on the Deadspin site story, and I read it. And I reread it, and I was so shocked, it just took me back. And I immediately forwarded copies to a bunch of my friends and said, have you heard about this, and what do you think about it? Now, Earl, right off the bat, I know Deadspin doesn't have the best reputation for journalistic integrity or quality, but right away I gave that article a lot of credibility because the timelines and the sources made sense. And so I get on the plane, you know, you kind of had a in a blackout position. I land, I get to my hotel, turn on ESPN News, and then I'm just in time for a replay of the Notre Dame press conference. And Earl, I've got to tell you, I thought that the athletic director was lying. I couldn't reconcile what his explanation was with what I just read. And for him to come up with this story that Te'o was fooled by this ruse, and he was an innocent victim, and that he just didn't know that this person was fictional, just rang hollow to me based on what I just read. I mean, I read that Te'o had been saying that specifically that he met her physically outside of the football stadium in at Stanford after game, that she had visited him in Hawaii, although they never bothered to introduce her to his family. And there were other incidents. And if Te'o didn't say that directly, if he didn't say that affirmatively, other people did, and he could have said, no, this is just an online relationship. And something else that bothered me about it, Earl, this young man, Tuiasa Sopo, who apparently is the one who came up with the idea to do this thing and got other women's pictures without their permission and use it as an avatar on Twitter and other news sources that were printed in the paper eventually, taking women who were alive and using it without permission, had also done this same type of thing with other people. So I'm not speaking to whatever Te'o's motives are or could be, although I've got a suspicion there. I'll let that come out later. But I've got to say right now, Earl, I don't believe for a minute that he didn't know that this was totally fictional, that he's an innocent victim. And I don't believe that Notre Dame believes that he's an innocent victim who unknowingly entered into a relationship with a fictional person that he was so in love with he would spend all night on the phone as this person is going in for treatment to save their fictional life. I can't buy it. I don't believe it. I think this cover-up is worse than the crime, and I hope that investigation reveals what truly happened, not to punish Te'o, because I think he's gone through enough already, but to get at an institution like Notre Dame, which I've got to be frank, Earl, seems to have a pattern of trying to duck and cover and hide behind their prestigious name and image when things come that might embarrass them. So I just wanted to get that out there, get your feedback, maybe some other callers, see what they think about it. But I'll be interested to hear what you have to say. I'll hang up and listen, Earl.
Yes, I know. Thanks, Dennis. I know I'm interested to hear about that story as well. I want to hear more from from Tao and hear what his take is on this story, because I just think that the woman, you know, if she made the story up, if she was selling him a bill of goods, and maybe he bought, you got to remember, he is from the islands, and he's probably pretty naive. I don't think he's probably the sharpest tool in the box, but he's certainly a sharp football player, and maybe he just didn't know everything. So I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I'll just wait and see if we get more information, and if it comes out that he happened to know or something like that. Now, maybe that athletic director knew what was going on, knew more of, but I don't think Tao did. I just think he's a young man who's naive and is not ready for the way of the world. I mean, let's face it, he came from the islands, came here to play football, and he played a good job of football at Notre Dame, and that may cost him. I mean, he's still going to be a high draft pick. They're already projecting him in the top 10 picks. So we'll see which way he'll go. But he'll be in a top 10 pick. Hopefully, it'll turn out all right for him. Hopefully, it will. It may not turn out all right for him. It may be like you said, the athletic director lied. Maybe the other people in the story lied. We'll just have to wait and see if it comes out. I hope it doesn't come out, because I like Tao. Like a lot of people, I like Tao. I think he's been pretty honest and pretty sincere. But he may not be. He may not be. So we just have to wait and see on that one. It's going to be a long story there. And it's going to be sad. A sad story it is. But we'll have to wait and see and hear a lot more of my man Ty Tao. And he's got a lot of friends, and they're trying to help him get through it. So we'll see what's coming up. Hey, give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR, 355-9527, or toll free 877-9527-870. Our email address is sportstalk@wkar.org. So Aaron, what's your thoughts on that Manti Te'o story?
Well, yeah, I first learned about it obviously yesterday, as the rest of the world did. I would like Dennis to call back in, because he mentioned that he had maybe reasons as to what he thought his reasons were as to why they would cover up a story like this. And that's what I'm asking myself. What purpose does this, if it, say it was a cover up, what purpose does it serve Notre Dame to make up a story like this? I mean, I guess maybe from a motivational standpoint for the players. I'm not saying Notre Dame made it up, obviously, you know, whether his girlfriend never existed and it was some guy that, you know, was behind a computer, and Tao never met them in person. But as Dennis alluded to, there's multiple sources that say that, yeah, he's said, yeah, we've met in person. I've seen her. So, I mean, there's a lot of holes in the story that just, it doesn't make any sense. I don't know what, obviously I've never met Tao. I don't know what kind of person he is. Obviously, we've only seen him on camera most of the time before or after a football game. For me, I can't imagine that he would believe that he would have an online only relationship and then not ever see. I just don't understand. Like, even if she had, obviously, that, you know, we all thought she passed away. I just don't understand how you, like, don't know that someone doesn't pass, you know. I mean, they either pass away or they don't. I mean, that's what I don't understand to it as well. But also, you know, the fact, let's say that there was some guy was just making up some girl, and he was, you know, thought, you know, Tao thought it was indeed a female online. From Notre Dame's perspective, I don't understand. If they knew this, if they didn't know this, a lot of it just doesn't make any sense to me. And if it comes out that it was indeed a hoax in the sense of Tao did know, which I do believe he did know, because I just don't understand how he doesn't know. You either know someone's passed away or you don't. I mean, obviously, That part of it just doesn't make any sense. So if this story comes out that he was behind this as well as Notre Dame, part of me believes that I just don't see what benefit this would have had for Notre Dame. I mean, from obviously they went 12-0, so something either that worked out and it was great, or what? We got a caller coming in. Maybe this is Dennis calling back in.
Okay, and we'll take another call. Give us a call at 355-9527 or toll free 877-9527-870. Our email address is sportstalk@wkar.org. So we'll hear from many people. Just give us a call, talk sports with us. We're open line today, so just give us a call, talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. We'll talk about the Rebounders Cup coming up on the 18th. Carol Welch sent us a nice reminder. The Rebounders luncheon meeting will be held on Friday, January 18th at Eagle Eye Golf Club. Doors will open at 10:45 a.m. The program will begin at 11:45 a.m. And the cost for the members is $15, $20 for non-members. That's for the program coming up. Okay, so did you get any more information?
No, it wasn't Dennis, but someone did call in and make a good point. There's actually a second person sort of involved with this in a certain extent. Obviously, the story was that his grandma, had recently passed away, and obviously then his so-called girlfriend. Well, the reports no one has actually confirmed that his grandma has passed away. I haven't looked it up yet. I can look it up in just a sec, but this report didn't look into that investigation either. So the caller was wondering if it's actually been proven that his grandma had passed away as well. And so that's actually something worth. I'm going to try to see if I can look it up quick. But
yeah, I think you can.
That's a good point. I mean, if indeed it was to be true, and obviously, if it is true, obviously, I'm sorry for his loss, and I don't want to. That's a sensitive issue, and I don't want to go there. But if it turns out that he indeed maybe didn't, grandma passed away years ago or something, that could be another twist of the story. We got another caller coming in.
Okay, so take another caller, and we're just trying to find out more information on Manti Te'o, more information on that particular story, and hopefully we can find out more about it, and hopefully give you a little bit more information about it right here on AM 870 WKAR. Let's go to Michael from Saginaw. Michael, how you doing? We have to give us a call back. And, let's give Michael a call back. Yours truly hit the wrong button again. I do that sometimes. Maybe I'm getting older there or something. I don't know. I hit the wrong button, and it flops out on me. But hopefully Michael will call back with a question or two, and we'll hear from him. And we'll hear from... The other thing, though, I wanted to talk about, and I didn't have a chance to bring it up yet, I'm really looking forward to Oprah Winfrey tonight and Lance Armstrong, because I've been one of those who never was strongly in the Lance Armstrong camp, and I know so many of you were in Lance Armstrong's camp. I mean, a lot of you gave money to Lance Armstrong, to his company, and they're trying to help cure cancer, which is fine, but... I don't know, how do you feel about Lance Armstrong still? I mean, as you know, all these years, 9, 10 years, he sued people. He tried to get away with so much, and yet he never gave in, never gave a quarter of an inch. Always said it was just a bogus situation for him. That's too bad. But that was what Lance Armstrong said. So we'll have to see what happens with Lance right here on AM 870. So now this is a different story that we heard from. So how do you justify, or I guess just quantify this story on Lance Armstrong as opposed to the one on Manti Te'o?
Well, I mean, obviously the Lance Armstrong one has been in the works, you know, how many years now has this been going on?
About 10,
yeah. Well, excuse me. It's the symbol. He lied about it. He denied it. And you mentioned this earlier on Current State on the FM side. I guess it got repeated on the AM side as well earlier today at noon. But, you know, you mentioned earlier, you did a study on this a while ago. When people do doping, they don't admit it. And then finally they admit it. I don't know what the reason is. And he cheated. He took his drugs, whatever you want to call it. He did it. And now you deny. And then now, everyone knows I did it, I guess so. I'll confess. Yeah. And I've ruined, I've sued people, I've done this and that, and, he's ruined people's lives. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had America's respect for so many years because, he accomplished great things. Well, you cheated at it, and then you try to deny it to keep that respect. I mean, I just don't understand it. I mean, what is he thinking when he says, I think it's great that I cheated and I'm glad to represent America that way because that's what America is a bunch of cheaters. I mean, no. I mean, what is going inside his head? And then to deny it, did he just hope it would go away?
I mean, it did.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like we're talking with some guy in some local community that, you go to some small claims court. We're talking about one of the greatest athletes, to ever, be part of biking or cycling, whatever whatever the preferred language is there. But, that's not going to go away. I mean, sports sells. This story sells. I mean, that would never go away. So for him to actually think it would probably go away is, I don't know who was telling him to keep denying it, but, so now he's in a position where he has confessed and, I don't know what he does with his life after this. I mean, I guess, part of it, too, is I think Tiger Woods is a good example. A lot of people have forgiven him. A lot of people didn't care about his personal life. I watch him strictly for golf. Whatever he does after that, I could care less, whatever. Same thing goes with Armstrong now. I mean, he has, a lot of money, and he, has ruined a lot of people's lives for suing or whatever the case may be. I don't know how you repair that image. It's going to be difficult for him to do that, and it's not going to be easy. So I guess we'll have to wait and see what he plans on doing. Obviously, up to this point, he's made every wrong move. he's made the wrong moves. Just think when this accusation first came out and he said, yes, I cheated. Okay, great. It's done and over with. 10 years down the road, like we are now today, guess what he's probably doing? He probably has a much, much better image, reputation. Maybe he's helping charity work. I don't know. But we got a caller come in. Maybe they have a comment.
Yeah, we might have one. A lot of different interesting discussions today on today's edition of Sports Talk 870. Not only is Greg Louganis and the man Ty Teo, and a few other subjects coming up on today's edition of Sports Talk 870. Give us a call. Our numbers are 355-9527 or toll-free 877-9527-870. Our email address, sportstalk@wkar.org. Remember, we come your way Monday through Friday from 105 to 2 o'clock right here on WKAR. If you've never called us before, we invite you to become a first-time caller. Join us in the afternoons. Call us up. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. And you have a chance to win tickets to MSU basketball. Give us a call at 355. And the number to call is 884-4783. 355. That's 517-884-4783 for your chance to win tickets to MSU basketball. If you want to win tickets to MSU hockey, give us a call. It's the same number, 517-884-4783. 517-884-4783. 888-484-4783. And that's a big, big number here on Sports Talk. So we want to talk with any of you, all of you. If you want to give us your opinion, share your opinion, we're thankful for that. We like to share, hear from you, and hear what you have to think. So just give us a call, talk with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. Once again, 355-9527 or toll free 877-9527-870. And our email address, we didn't run our promo load, did we, though, Aaron? So let's run our promo right now. Stay tuned for more sports talk after this short break on AM 870 WKAR.
As one of the growing number of women who waited until her late 30s to have her first child, Judith Shulevitz wonders if babies have a higher risk of developmental disorders if they were conceived by older parents and fertility treatments were involved. On the next Fresh Air, we talk with Shulevitz about her recent article in the New Republic examining the research. Join us.
And that's Talk of the Nation coming up today at 3 o'clock right here on AM 870 WKAR.
Thank you for tuning in. I'm Scott Pohl, and here's a weather forecast. Our high today, 26, and mostly cloudy. Mostly cloudy tonight, the low 15. Partly sunny and a chance of snow with a high in the low 30s tomorrow. And Saturday's forecast, mostly cloudy and windy with a high of 40.
And give us a call. Our lines are open, 355-9527, or toll-free, 877-9527-870. Our email address is sportstalk@wkar.org. When you look at a salary cap, you know, you might not realize everything that's in it. But let me break down to you the Detroit Lions' salary cap. It's $124 million, $124.6 million. The projected 2013 NFL salary cap is $123 million. Now, $5.2 went to Nate Burleson, $56.5 million, 25.2% of his position. $9.8 million went to Calvin Johnson, $12.7 million, $47.1 million of position. And that's $20.8 million tied up among two players. And then you have Kevin VandenBosch, $8.6 million. And VandenBosch, $25.9 million went to his life. And that's a pretty good life for him. $13.8 million went to Ndamukong Suh. 19 points, 17.2 million, 53.3 million of that portion went to him. So that's a little bit of halfway, almost half of the salary cap structure. Then you had 19.3 million went to Matthew Stafford, 20.3 million, 84.5 million. Of his position, and that's spread out a little bit over the years. Dominique Raiola, $1 million, 31.9 for the position. That's 4.9%, 15.3%, and 19 million dollars. $6 million on linebacker, 7.7. You have offensive back, $6.2 million, $5.0 million, $4.9 million, tight ends, $6 million tight ends, and you have that. And then you have a few other incidentals, defensive back, $6.2 million, tight ends, $6.1 million, running back, $6.2 million. So that's what the Wings have to pay. And various teams will change how they line up the salary cap. We're going to try to make a contract with Daryl Ledbetter, and we'll get his take He's in the Atlanta Falcons locker room, and we'll see what chance does Atlanta have against San Francisco this weekend. Should be a pretty good game, that's for sure. Atlanta against San Francisco. You have the Tampa Bay brother against the San Francisco brother, so it could be a good matchup between two very good teams, and we'll have to see what happens when we have those two match up against each other. Once again, the number to call, 884-4783 for your chance to win tickets to MSU basketball. 884-4783. Give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. Once again, 884-4783. So give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR, East Lansing. A lot going on today with reports and everything. So we'll just try to keep you up to breath and up to date on what's going on in the world of sports here on AM 870 WKAR. We'll do that and keep you best informed as best we can. And we'll do that for you right here on AM 870 WKAR East Lansing. Hey, give us a call. Talk sports with us. And we've got our man Aaron Young over there. Sometime Aaron comes in with an opinion or two. We'll let you hear what he has to say. If he has insightful information. I wanted to ask you something, though, Aaron. This is a little different. It's about one of the TV stations. You know, it's called MeTV. They show a lot of old programming. Do you get a chance to watch much of that? A lot of the old, like that, they'll show the old Rifleman and programs like that. But they show a lot of the old programming. And what's funny, when you watch guys get shot, they hardly ever get shot. You'll see a little blood running somewhere, but it's pretty common to see that day. I mean, I used to like to watch The Untouchables when I was young. And they have shoot them up, and you hardly ever see any blood. Is this good, or I don't know whether it's good or bad. Is it good for society not to show a lot of reruns or remakes of shoot 'em ups, or should they just continue shooting up, showing shoot ups the way they have been doing the last few years?
Well, first off. So you're calling me old then, right? Is that correct? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not calling you old.
Oh, okay. All right. I've seen the channel. I get the channel at home, but I guess to your point, I mean, I don't know. that's my answer. I mean, it's not like I've done any studying on whether or not it's better or worse for society. I'm sure within the last 10 years, people would probably say worse, make society worse to show that kind of violence. But you're right. I think, frankly, from back then, I think it was just a production value thing. It was probably expensive to do sort of this fake blood gushing, whatever you want to call it. I don't want to get too graphic here, I think it was just a production thing at that point, and I think nowadays it's so much easier and cheaper to do that kind of thing where you can show it and get away. It's easy to get away with, and the TV rules have changed as far as FCC is concerned. So back then, I'm sure it was a little different than to show that sort of violence, but nonetheless, it is what it is. What we have today. So, and most other people do. So, it's a far different than what it used to be, for sure.
Oh, that's for sure. And we probably won't get a chance to see a whole lot of them. We'll see some of the programs that will run, and some of the programs run. They run very good programs. Some of the hot and heavy ones. We'll see a few of those. They run a wide variety of programming. That's one thing that the MeTV does. They run a wide variety of programming. And let's throw this out. We haven't had something out. Let's throw this out. What's your favorite TV station to watch? Let's just hear what the fans have to say. What's your favorite TV station, whether it's a sports station or a news station or whatever? Just what's your favorite station to watch? Give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. Once again, 355-9527 or toll free 877-9527-870. That's the numbers we call, and we want to hear from you right here on AM 870 WKAR. And we want to hear from you, our listeners, who come and listen to us each and every day right here at 2 o'clock on WKAR East Lansing. We've got, this week has really went fast, you know, Aaron. It's going to be Friday already tomorrow. And I'll tell you, it's really flying by. Friday we'll recognize some and see what basketball games I've not been following basketball, just not quite as much. I follow it still, of course, but sometimes I don't follow it as well as I probably should have. I know that. And I was just wondering, do you follow basketball as much as you used to? Or are you such a big hockey geek that you're just waiting for hockey season to get started? So I'm going to throw that question at Aaron there and see when he has time to answer that. Is he a hockey geek or a basketball geek? Which one is he? And that's the one we'll find out from him right here on AM 870 WKAR. 7 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock's away from us here, AM 870, WKAR. And Aaron looks like he's hiding from us there. He's behind the screen, and he's looking like he wants to do something there. Hey, Aaron, I know one thing I was going to ask you if you have time. How do you like the new show? I know you're one of the producers on the new show. So how do you like the new show that Mark Basher is hosting? You?
I'm sorry, Earl, what was that?
I was just asking you. How do you like the new show that Mark Basher has been producing so far?
So far, so good. But actually, Joe Lindstroth is the producer. Mark's the host. I actually engineer the show, so it's great so far. You can catch it live 9 to 10 on 90.5 the FM side. Then it does actually re-air right here on AM 870 at noon, and then it re-airs again from 6 to 7 on FM again. So I think the show is going great. Joe is trying to really get sort of the community involved with the show. Obviously, it's just the first week, so we're just kind of getting our feet wet, taking baby steps. But, Joe has mentioned that, he would like to do remotes, get out in the community more, do a lot more different kinds of segments. That's good. As he stated, we'll get there. And, I think the show is going great so far. We haven't had any major hiccups, knock on wood. So everything has been great. Today it was a great show. We had Skubik on, and we had the senator on, and we had some other segments as well. It's going well so far, and I think I'm very, very looking forward to seeing what Joe and the rest of the team come up with. Obviously, I'm not really doing any of the producing or production side of things, just the engineering side of things. But I'm looking forward to it. I think this is great for KAR, and obviously, with any new show, you're going to have some feedback, positive and negative, of course. But so far, so good, and I'm looking forward to what it has to offer in the future.
Okay, and that's the new show that we produce now every morning, and you can get up and hear that at 9 o'clock right here on FM 90.5. You can hear that show daily, our new show being hosted by Mark Basher. Just get up and hear the morning show bright and early in the morning at 9 o'clock right here on AM 870 WKAR. Give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. Spread the word around. Tell everyone you know you can enjoy sports every afternoon right here on WKAR East Lansing. And we'll look at some of our other stores, we'll say. And an analyst says a confession is full of risks that Lance Armstrong does. He says he's Armstrong faces tough climb in his comeback attempt. And I don't know. I mean, when you're as old as Lance Armstrong is, I'm not sure if that's good for a comeback. If he doesn't come back, everybody will say he's too old. We told you he couldn't come back. If he comes back and he's too young, and he runs well, he'll probably try to get back into the racing genre. And that's another race that he can get back at and he comes. So that'll be interesting to see if that does come. Now, you know, in pro basketball, we save the best for last, because the Lakers aren't, they're still struggling somewhat. The New Jersey, the Miami Heat are struggling somewhat, and they're trying to buy, get over more. So that's pretty good. So that's strong, and we'll see how, if that at all, changes the way they play the game or the way they attempt to play the game, because it's a pretty good strong system. So what's your thoughts? Do you think a lot of people are already out there projecting, thinking Miami's going to repeat? Do you think Miami's going to repeat?
Well, I think they got a good shot to do it. I mean, they're easily one of the top three teams in the league. Yeah, I mean, whether or not, I'm not going to pin them yet to say, yeah, they're going to be the winners of the championship. But no, I think they'll be right front and center, fighting for it. So the Lakers are kind of a mess. If for some teams that's normal, but for the Lakers it's not. I expect the Heat to be there. That team, I don't know their exact record. I don't know if you know it off the top of your head, but, I expect him to be there. Assuming that they don't have huge lineup changes, I expect Miami to be there year in and year out until, I kind of expect them to kind of be like Boston in the sense of they're going to keep going until basically they get old and they can't really, they don't have the energy to do it year in and year out anymore. So, if they play their cards right, they got a great coach. I expect Miami to be there year in and year out, and they could win another championship this year again. So we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, they could. It'll be a big, big challenge for them to win back-to-back championships. That's every team's goal, try to win back-to-back. That second championship is always harder than the first one. But we'll see what happens once they get out there and they're tipping the ball up. And will they have much combat? I'll be interested to see how much opposition. We know right now from a standpoint that Indiana gives them a tough go. But we'll know. We'll have to wait and see if they get any other opposition. Hey, we want to thank you all for listening. You've been listening to East Lansing Radio. We come your way Monday through Friday from 105 to 2 o'clock right here on WKAR. Come back and join us tomorrow and have yourself a safe and a pleasant evening.
Thanks for listening to Sports Talk with Earl Robinson from AM 870 WKAR.